assignment tonight, amen, to impart unto you grace that's going to cause your life to literally explode. Because I believe, you know, we talk about the Jews being under the law, but most Christians are still bound by law. Y'all not see, y'all don't want to talk to me. See, most of you under the sound of my voice don't have something from God because you believe he's holding it back because you're not doing something right. Lord, what's going on? Because we have been taught from the cradle almost that we have to earn. Come on. We have to measure up to some standard that somebody set for us. And here's God saying, when you come to me, your approach got to be different. You can't come approach me according to the secular, the standards of the world. You got to approach me on the basis of my word. Amen. That's the only thing I could back up is what I'm saying. Amen. So in Ephesians 2:8, what does the word of God say? Notice these words, for by grace, are you saved. That word saved is sotorio. It means to be whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. Saved, salvation. Are you listening to me? For by grace are you saved. It is through the vehicle of faith. Why? Everywhere in the Bible, when you start looking at grace, faith is somewhere around. Because what God is saying, I'm telling you this, but can you believe it? Can you receive it? Or you still want to go to your earn it mode? Most of us in here, we're trying to earn somebody's love. Earn somebody's favor. God said, you don't have to earn mine, it's a free gift. I don't look at you through your eyes. I look at you through the eyes of my son. Amen. All right. For by grace are you saved through faith. Read. And that not of yourself. Come on, say that out loud. And that not of yourself. Now look at somebody and say, I'm not saved. Based on anything I did. I had nothing to do with it. Come on, look at somebody else. Say, I had nothing to do with this. This is a gift. This is a grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Read.
It is the gift of God.
Come on, look at somebody. Tell them
it's a gift.
Come on, we just celebrated the Christmas season. Only birthday I know where you give somebody a gift on somebody else's birthday. Come on, y'all. Now y'all won't leave me hanging out there. Come on, amen, amen. Come on. What day you born? Somebody give me your birthday. Huh? 27 or what? December 20. Well, you, Reverend, happy birthday. I miss you. Happy birthday. Why y'all don't let me know? You know, he got the nickel right in copper. 27, glory to God. Amen. Happy birthday, David. Now watch this. Now, David, what Arlette's going to do on your birthday, she's going to give Lil David and Sunita a gift and her. It's your birthday, but they get the gifts. Huh? Well, that's what we do on Christmas. We say, keep Christ in your Christmas. Come on, somebody. And we have taught everybody over the years, keep your focus on the gift you're going to get. When the greatest gift, that God ever gave to man was when he clothed himself in flesh to come down here and to redeem us, purchase us back, watch this, from the power of sin. And the destruction that it carried with it. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the what? Gift of God. What? Come on, say it out loud.
Not of works.
Say, not of works.
Not of works.
Look at somebody, say, you got to get this. Say, I know you're hearing it, but are you getting it? Say, not of works. Say, you can't work for this. It's a gift. God wants you to have it. Not of works, lest any man should boast. See, I believe that all of our lives, notice I didn't say all of your lives. I said all of our lives. We come to God and we want to come to him on our own terms, thinking we could earn something from him when he's trying to say no. No, you can't come to me like that. Because if you earn it, that means I owe it to you. That means the gift is no longer a gift. It becomes a debt that I owe to you. This has got to do with everything in your life. When you need healing, how is it that when you need healing, the enemy bringing up everything you did wrong? As though that got something to do with your healing. God ain't got nothing to do with what you did wrong. God say healing ain't based upon what you did right or wrong. Healing is a gift. Amen. Oh, y'all kind of quiet up in here. Yeah. If I get the right job, I can have more money. No, gift. Amen. Your prosperity is a gift. Amen. I know you work for a living to earn stuff, but it sure will be a lot better to have God's grace on what you want. Well, you see, we in that job mode, that work mode. Notice he say, not of works, lest any man should what? All right, let's go a little bit further. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4. Come on, verse number 16. Come on, stick with me for a few minutes. I want to teach you how to flow in grace. I want to change your paradigm. I want you to start thinking like this. Grace is a gift. I can't earn it. Come on, I can't earn it. You know, I'm one of 7 kids, actually one of 8. Paul Timothy is in glory. But I remembered how, as we got older, listening to my brothers and sisters, how many of you know they always say mama had a favorite, right? Mama had a favorite. Well, I was. They say I was the favorite child. I was my mother's favorite child. This is the truth. Look at why you think he laughing. He was on the committee. Taking a vote. Yeah, y'all want to know who the favorite is? It's Ron. Yeah. You know? But I was just always different. Amen. Always different. Always separated from my family. Always was not around none of them. I'd be in the house by myself making up games I could play with nobody around. With my mama clothespins and nickels, talking about football. I'm trying to get some help. I had a creative mind. I had marbles. I was always separated. But whatever I did, I gave myself to it. Amen. Wholeheartedly. Amen. The preacher. Who? Preacher. Who? Preacher. When I was born, my mother fasted with me for 3 days and 3 nights. Supernaturally. No food or water. She was anemic when she went to the doctor. He was mad with her. But when she brought me to the preacher said, now this is a special child. Y'all kind of quiet. The preacher told her that. And I ain't going to go into much detail, but she said something about your eyes. It was something about the way you looked. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I feel favor coming on me right now. Because you cannot be turned away when you understand that this is a gift and you don't have to earn it. I think we've been trying to earn too much from God. And we got to break ourselves down to get out of this paradigm and come to God like he said. Now watch what he said, because I'm about to show you something. When you have messed up, any of y'all ever messed up, raise your hand. Any of y'all ever messed up, raise your hand. Boy, hold up, let me get something to throw. All of y'all who messed up somewhere, raise your hand up. Hold up. Yeah, I need to see some hands, because if I don't see your hand, I'm going to throw something at you. Because I know you lying. Look. Hell, y'all don't want to do that? Put 2 hands up. Hell, don't be nice. Put 2 hands up. Act like you know you messed up. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to say. Let me see. I'm trying to look at that little lady over there. You got your hand? Okay, she got a hand up. I'm just checking you out. Okay. Now watch this. Watch what I'm about to tell you. How is it when we know we've messed up a leader and we need to go to God to get something, we go sheepishly. We be like, oh, I don't know if God won't see me this week. Any of y'all ever been there? I don't know if God won't talk to me this week because I sure didn't do everything right. Let me see if I got anybody in the house so I can bring you to another place in your life. Now, Hebrews 4:16, I didn't write this. I'm talking about what grace did. Hebrews 4:16, what did it say?
Let us therefore come boldly.
Notice the words, let us therefore come boldly. Now, I didn't say arrogantly. I said boldly to the throne of what? Y'all know why it's called the throne of grace? Because grace is now seated at the right hand of the Father. That's why it's called the throne of grace, because grace is now taking a seat. Grace accomplished everything on my behalf that needed to be accomplished, so now I can come boldly to the throne because grace did it for me. I don't have to come sheepishly, because I'll have an understanding like a child. See, the Bible says, except you be converted and come as children, you can't even approach God. Because a child will do everything wrong, and when Christmas time comes, they ain't got nothing to... Look, I want my toy. They got a YouTube video out there right now, and my wife showed me today, the little boy, they bought him a PlayStation. That boy was hyped. That boy was jacked up. That boy said, I told all my friends I'm getting this. Boy, that dude was going off. They wrapped it up. He unwrapped it. He started screaming. Boy, that dude was dancing and hollering. His mom and his uncle kept saying, open it up, open it up, open it up. And boy, he started tearing the paper up, pulling at everything. And when he opened it up, the PlayStation was not in there. And mama said, when you get your grades up, then you can have this PlayStation. I thought to myself, what a cruel thing to do to a child. Y'all kind of quiet up in here. I say, oh my God, that child was mad. Just think about if that was you. Now I'm going to tell you the lesson that is teaching that child though. Now I understand what they were trying to do, but it's also teaching a lesson that you need to earn this, so it couldn't be a gift. Oh, I don't have nobody shouting with the preacher. I say, teaching a child, you got to earn this. It wasn't a gift. Because if it was a gift, grades ain't got nothing to do with it. If it was a gift, what you did right or what you did wrong have nothing to do with it. If it's a gift, it's yours just because of who you are. So God says to you tonight, who are here, you need to start being a recipient of my grace and quit trying to earn stuff from me. Amen. Think of all the times in your life where you have fell short and you want something from God, you can't come to him boldly. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain. See, what is mercy? I like what the Bible says about mercy. God's mercy is renewed day by day. Fresh mercy every day. You can't ever run out because God is merciful. So he say, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and find grace to help. Well, in a time of need, hello, when you in your time of God, I need you. God does not turn you away on the basis of what you did. But he receives you on the basis of who you are. Yes. Now, y'all think everybody understands this, but I'm telling you, there are promises that's been on hold, that's coming off a hold, because you're going to quit thinking God is withholding it from you. It's a gift. You don't have to earn it. I don't have nobody shouting with me, Lord. All right. Now, you've heard me quote this. The Bible says, for the law came by Moses. For the law came by who?
Moses.
Now, y'all understand what the law demanded was that we do things a certain way in order to be a partaker of God's benefits. That's what the law was teaching. Right? Yeah. But the law, we had a problem with the law. Come on, I'm gonna teach y'all in here tonight. Come on. Come on. Romans 8, 1. Let me teach you here. Let me show you why we have not been able to receive from God and how we're going to flow this year in God's goodness. No, I'm not going to give you a license to do anything you want, but I'm sure going to give you a pass to get everything from God that you deserve. Because he want to give it to you. Come on, are you with me? Romans 8, 1. What does the Bible say?
There's therefore
what?
Now
what? Notice now. You notice when you don't do stuff right, what sets in? What sets in? Come on, talk to me up in here. What happens in your life when you want to go to God and you want to approach God, but when you go to God, it's something about condemnation. I can't ask you for this because I don't deserve it. Amen. Can I get an amen from somebody up here? Can I mean, and then on top of that, the preacher's been preaching it. Amen. I don't blame y'all, it's been us. Let's put it where that. I mean, we I'm got to break y'all out this mode. Some of y'all feel like that with me. Oh, Lord, if I can just do something right. It's not about pleasing me in that sense. It's really about pleasing God. Amen. If you could please God, you can please anybody you serve. Amen. See, God is working on everybody with this paradigm right now. Listen to what I'm telling you. God is, you're not here to please me. You're here to please God. And if you please God, you can please me.
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate your enthusiasm. Amen. Because God will not have you operating contrary to me.
Amen.
He'll show you my heart.
Amen.
If you understand my heart, you will know my ways.
Amen.
And know that I don't even count your past against you as you think. That's the enemy. Enemy been doing that through the law. Romans 8, 1, there's therefore now no condemnation. Notice the phrase now, to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now notice this, therefore, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God don't see you the same. When you're in Christ, when God looks at you, Kim Marie, he sees Christ. Y'all understand that? When God looks at you, he don't see Dana. He don't see Darren. He don't see Graylin. When God looks at you, he see Christ. Y'all kind of quiet. He see his son in you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What did it say? Behold, all things are passed away, and all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus the Christ. Baby, y'all don't understand what I'm teaching you up in here. I'm trying to show you your standing with God has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him. He's a free gift. All right, y'all with me so far? All right, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the... All right, why? Now, come on, pay attention. I'm going to show you something about the flesh. The flesh wants to earn it. The flesh want to work for it. Because that's what the flesh been taught. Mama taught me that. Mama say if I make my bed up. Mama say if I do my homework. Mama say if I wash the dishes. How many of you know we did that with kids? We attached rewards to what they did.
Amen.
Come on, all of us in here. Come on now. And oh, Lord, don't put tongue at the church folk. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, if you don't wear those pants, God love you. Come on, mamas. Y'all know I'm up here. Y'all been around a while. Come on. Amen. Don't wear no lipstick. Don't be a Jezebel. I didn't know Jezebel had anything to do with lipstick, but the church show made it that. Glory to God. If a woman wore makeup, she was a Jezzy. Any of y'all heard that before? Some of y'all still think a woman is Jesse because she got too much on. Amen. Some of y'all need a little makeup. Amen. I didn't say that. That was, you know. I just threw it out there. A little paint don't hurt nobody. Come on, paint. Amen. But them churches took the paint away from people. Amen. Made you bare. Amen. You need to fix yourself up. Amen. Don't y'all like how pretty this building is painted?
Amen.
Nice and colorful. God don't want your blame. Well, I don't know, Pastor. Come on, we talking about grace here. All right. Come on. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now watch this. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Notice these terms. Everything is in Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Y'all understand that. Y'all understand that. You have all of this preaching, but baby, let me tell you. The law of sin and death. The law of sin and death. What does that mean? That means when you sinned, law of sin and death. What you deserved was death. Yeah, y'all not talking to me. When you sinned, what you deserved was death. But there's another law that supersedes the law of sin and death. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which makes me free from the law of sin and death. Y'all ready for this? I don't have to keep a rule. You see, they missed it. I don't have to keep the rule. I don't have to do the Ten Commandments no more to be saved. Somebody said, that mean I could break them? No, baby. No. What I'm saying to you is you're not dependent on them to keep you. Because you can't keep them anyway. How many of y'all ever tried to do everything all right and found out you still messed up? Let me see if I got some real people. All of y'all good people in here. Lord, yeah, I mean, some of y'all, you know, y'all want a big sin. It ain't no big sin. I mean, sometimes just your attitude. I'm talking about that little voice that's talking to you, that you fight. Y'all know that little voice that tell you to be nice, even when somebody being mean? Huh? But you're going to give them a piece of your mind because you'd rather be in the flesh than operate in grace? Uh-huh. But when you come to God, you want God to be in grace, but how come you want God to forgive you, but you can't forgive the person who hurt you? Huh? Y'all notice that? Huh? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Read.
For what the law could not
do. Now, come on, let's come on, pay attention. For what the law could not do. Hold up. For what the law could not do. Tell somebody the law couldn't do it. If the law could have did it, then there would not have been a new law. Did y'all see that? For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. Now, what does that mean? That means the flesh couldn't keep the law. The flesh rebels against keeping the law. Paul said, in my flesh dwell no good thing. Y'all heard that? Y'all kind of quiet. Children, I'm about to bring y'all into deep, deep water. The church ain't been out here before. The church has been a place of condemnation. We rather keep people condemned than to set them free. And we oftentimes condemn people to make ourselves feel good.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, if I can just put my foot on you, I can feel. No, that's not what grace is about. Grace is about getting you out of that mess. Thank you for your enthusiasm. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh.
God
sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh
that the righteousness of the law.
Come on now, hold up. Just because I'm talking about the law, that didn't mean the law wasn't righteous. The law was righteous, I just couldn't keep it. You heard me? Because it demanded that I do something, Alita, I couldn't do. But it was still righteous. But it slew me. Made me feel bad about myself. Come on. Come on. How many of you feel bad about yourself when you know you're not keeping all the rules? Come on. Come on. How many? Come on. Let me see y'all up in here. That's why you can't get nothing from God. You still under the law. God been having you under grace all these years, and the preachers got you under the law, because you be like, baby, I'm not giving you a license to sin. I'm trying to get you free. I'm trying to tell you all that stuff that been holding up your promises. You think like that. God don't think like that. God said, when I see you, I see Christ, because you in him. How many of you know if I put you in the bag, in the sack and close the sack up, you still in there? I just don't see you. I see the sack.
Right, right. Amen. Amen.
Come on. So God said, you in Christ. I don't see you. I see Christ. You doing all your messing up, but Christ the only one didn't mess up. So watch, y'all better hear me up in here. So because I'm in Christ, God don't see me, he see Christ. And because he see Christ, that qualifies me to receive everything Christ gave. And I didn't even work for it. Y'all with me in here? For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk, but after the
Spirit.
Y'all getting this? Y'all getting this? If you're not getting free, I'm not going to help you. You can't earn this. Tell somebody it's a free gift.
Grace is
a free gift. Cannot be earned. Must be received. Thank y'all. See, y'all want to know why I'm so excited about it? Because I know as you hear this more and more all year, it's going to finally dawn upon you, I don't have to work for this. Man, somebody put a pile of money over here. See, you understand this though, huh? If they had $1 million sitting over there and somebody says, just walk up there and take it, it's yours. I bet you I wouldn't be having none of y'all talking about, you think I should go? Let me put $1 million on this staircase right now and say it's for anybody who come and get it. There'd be some fighting going on up here, young man. Ain't gonna be no Christian stuff going on up here. Gonna be some knockdown, throwing that. Look, I need 50,000. You better get the hell up on out the way. I'm trying to get this taken care of. Y'all understand that, huh? Just go get it. God said, all this stuff I have for you, you want to earn it from me. When I say, no, they're the pilots. Go get everything you want, as much as you want. God is so good. God said to tell you tonight, I never run out. God said, if I give you an inheritance and you go squander it, my inheritance so big, you can come back and I give you another one. That was the lesson of the prodigal son. The prodigal son wanted his inheritance before the time. He went out there and squandered it on righteous living. Come on, somebody. And then after he spent everything he had, he was in a hog pen out there with the hogs eating pig food and everything. The Bible says he came to his senses and said, hell, my daddy's servants live better than this. I'm going home. I'm going home to the place where I belong. Y'all know that boy from American Idol made that nice song? Come on, talk to me. That boy got home and he thought he was going to be a servant. His daddy say, how you going to be a servant? You my son. So what he did, got a robe for his back and a ring for his finger, killed the fatted calf and threw him a party. You mean after all the hell he done caused, he got a party? And the little righteous one at home, all right, see the difference between grace and the law. See, the one at home, he was doing everything mama and daddy said. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he kept all the rules. Yes, he did. Yes, she did. She did everything mama said, everything daddy said. But daddy and mama never threw them a party. So when the wicked, no good son came back home and he got a party, the one who was doing everything right got mad as hell, said, why are you throwing a party for this Negro who didn't do nothing you said? And the revelation was, the father said, son, all this stuff here, it's been yours. You could have had a party anytime you wanted to. I feel like the Lord trying to test somebody up here tonight. I feel like the Lord trying to tell somebody up here tonight. All this stuff I have for you, why you think you got to earn it from me? It's been yours the whole time. Quit letting church folk talk you out of your promise. Boy, this was worth your trip coming here. I say this was worth your trip coming here. Glory to God. Now, Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5. Let me show you how this works so that you'll never forget it. My. We got to kill sin consciousness in the church so God's people can start receiving from it. Amen. You can't earn this. It's a gift. Amen. Look at me. God said, I wanted to do it for you. Amen. I wanted to do it on your behalf. Do you understand who you are to me? You're the highest of my creation. You mean everything to me. I paid for this with blood. And I'm going to make sure you get it this year. Because I'm tired of people lording it over you and you feel like you got to follow all these little rules to get it. No, it's a gift. I tell you what, ask a little bad Johnny. Come Christmas time, Johnny ain't thinking about nothing. He ain't thinking about your china dish he broke. He ain't thinking about the curtain he set on fire. Come Christmas time, all Johnny won't know, what's under that tree for me? Amen. Come on, talk to me. And when Christmas morning come, none of our kids come to us talking about, well, Mommy, you know, I don't deserve this from you. Because I wasn't, I wore your shoes last week. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Them kids don't care nothing about that. All them kids want to know is, what's under that tree for me? And that's why Christmas is so exciting. You know, I mean, we adults now, we understand things, but from a kid's perspective, sure, boy. When that kid, and y'all know how kids are, they start at the beginning, they start last Christmas. After they get their Christmas gift, and then something, they come up with a new list for next Christmas already. And they talk about it all year long. And you know what they do? Just like that little boy on YouTube, he was telling his friends, they're going to get me this brand new PlayStation. That boy was preaching this thing. You know that? That's how your expectancy ought to be. You ought to start telling God right now what you expect from him and not worried about how he's going to get it to you. Amen. I got a word for you. Y'all see all them gifts up back there under that tree, under that cross right there? Huh? That's stuff God going to do unto you. So if you're a first-time visitor and you want to get a Christmas box and send it back because everything under that tree, according to St. John 15:7, God's going to make sure it come to pass for you because we're going to leave it there until every promise. Every time something on those lists come to pass, I want you to go get that box and come testify. I want you to go pull that box up and say, look, Pastor, I didn't read not one petition. All I heard was in a 6 o'clock prayer meeting, God said concerning gifts, I want to do something unto you this year. And if you write it in the box and put it down, I'm going to perform it. All right, y'all in Romans chapter number 5, because I want to bring this paradigm home to you. Then give you a chance to express what this means to you tonight. Now, I want you to pay attention to the parallel I'm about to draw. Romans 5:12. What does the Bible say? Wherefore, as by how many men? Come on, put your finger up. How many?
One.
Wherefore, as by one man. Hold up. By one man, sin got in. Wasn't a committee. It was one man. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world. Now, hold up. That was the law of sin and death. It wasn't a law that God instituted. It came in from a man. Y'all got it? Y'all see it? Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world and death by sin. Hold up. So when sin came in, death came in with it. Amen. So God is not the author of death.
Amen.
Sin is.
Amen.
So God ain't killing nobody.
Amen.
sin is. And God can't sin. So he could not be responsible for death. So quit letting those preachers at funerals talking about God took this one. They're lying on God. God don't need nobody in heaven. He need us in the earth.
Amen.
I know y'all ain't heard this before, but what good you going to do in heaven?
Amen.
God needs you in the earth. Your children need you. Your grandchildren need you.
Amen.
Your husband needs you. Your wife needs you. Come on. Your church family needs you. What God going to take you for?
Amen.
Thank you. Y'all with me now? Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so what? Death passed upon. All right. Death passed upon. How many men? Death passed upon how many men? All men. Why?
For that all
have sinned. Now hold up. Hold up here. Come on. Look at me. Y'all need to hear this tonight. Boy, if you get this, you're going to get this grace thing. If you hear this tonight, you're going to switch cards in a minute and go and get everything off layaway. Yeah, all that you had on layaway, what God wasn't going to do, God said, tonight's your night.
Amen.
Now notice what he say. Notice what he say. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Well, how did we sin? In Adam.
Amen.
How did we all sin?
In Adam.
Say in Adam.
In Adam.
Say Adam,
Adam
was the first man,
that God
created,
and made.
And all of us
in here,
came from him. Y'all got that?
Amen.
So whatever Adam did,
amen,
came on all of us.
Amen.
We were all in Adam.
Amen.
Y'all remember the sack?
Amen.
You in the bag?
Amen.
Can't see you.
Amen.
But if you're in the bag, we see the bag. We were all in Adam.
Amen.
When Adam sinned, everybody that came from Adam. My.
Amen.
Children, y'all better hear what I'm saying today, because if you get this, tonight you're going to leave out of here with a whole new mindset. You mean to tell me that I got to understand this in order to be a beneficiary? You better believe it, because you've been trying to earn it for too long.
Amen.
You remind me of that song, I'm working hard for the money. That's the problem. We've been working too hard and not believing.
Amen.
Y'all got it? We all sinned in who? Adam. Say in Adam.
Amen.
All right, read the Bible. For until the law. Come on, look at me, children, so you can learn. You will be able to talk to people out here. For until the law. What does that mean? The law was not yet given, for the law came by Moses.
Amen.
Moses was after Adam. For the law came by Moses. For until the law, sin was in what? Sin was in the world. How did it get here? Adam let it in. Read. But sin is not imputed. What does that mean? Sin is not put on my account. Read.
When there's no law.
Did you hear that? Listen. Oh, Lord, help me to get it over to him. Because there was no law to tell you not to do that, it couldn't be counted against you. It couldn't be counted against you. You didn't have a law. And because you didn't have a law, sin couldn't have no power over you. How many of y'all understand that? How many of y'all understand that? Read the Bible.
Nevertheless.
Oh, wait a minute. Now watch what it is saying. Even though you sinned, it wasn't counted against you because there was no law telling you not to sin. But even though you didn't sin and it wasn't counted against you, death didn't care. I say death didn't care. Death didn't care. Because the Bible says death still had its reign. Even over those who did not sin after the similitude of Adam. Even though you didn't sin according to Adam's transgression, death still had a claim on you.
Amen.
Now that, boy, that's you. Did you see that? So when people have this problem, you should be free. You were in Adam. That was the first Adam. That's the reason for the virgin birth. We couldn't come through that lineage. If we would have kept down that lineage, we couldn't have got into grace. Y'all catching this? This is a rich text. Let me tell you something. You think you understand it. You go back and get this tape and let some of your friends listen to it. Read the Bible. And Adam was the figure of him who was to come. Read.
But not as the
offense.
But not as the
offense. So also as the previous. But not as the offense. What do you mean the offense? Adam transgressed. Sin came in. And sin passed upon all men because all sinned. And because all sinned, death had a claim on you. But not as the offense. So also is the free gift. All right, let's make a comparison between the free gift and the offense. That's what it's saying. Let's see the details of what God did here. Read the Bible. For if through the offense of one, many be dead.
Hold on.
Much more the what?
Grace of God.
Much more what?
The grace of God.
All right, listen what God is saying. If all of that happened because of Adam, what do you think I would do on the basis of grace? No, y'all, are y'all with me or you're going home?
Amen.
God said, if all of that happened to you because of what Adam did, how much you think I would do for you based on what Christ did? If Adam caused condemnation, then Christ would bring liberation. Y'all listening to me up in here? Read the Bible.
And the gift by grace.
And the gift by what?
Grace.
The gift by what?
Grace.
The gift by what?
Grace.
Now read the whole thing again.
For not as the
offense.
So also is the free gift.
So also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one,
many be dead,
many be dead, much more the grace of God
and the gift by grace,
which is by one man,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Do you hear what God is saying? God is saying, come on, let's do a comparison here. Adam got you all jacked up. Christ got you all free. And the reason why you can't receive from me, you still trying to act like Adam. You want to come to me earning it. When I'm trying to tell you there was nothing you could do, you are in sin. All have sinned and have come short of the glory. How did we all sin in Adam? Nothing I can do about it. He was my representative. I didn't even vote him in. You don't like President Barack Obama? Too bad. I had a white man tell me, he said, well, he ain't my president. I said, are you a U.S. citizen? I say, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, he ain't my president. Bush my president. No, Bush and he out. Man, no. Y'all wanted to send us back to Africa? Well, you go back to Europe and go over there and sign up to be under them. Because as long as you're an American citizen, President Barack Obama, a black man who they said would never become president, Michelle would never make it to the White House, and Sasha, and what's the other one name? And Malia would never be in there. We got black folk running around in the White House. So if God can bring black folk to the White House, I'm sure Christ can do something for you. I'm saying that to you to say it's your time. God is showing you now it's your time. You don't need no other sign. I just gave you a sign. See, black people have been taught more than any other race of people because we were enslaved. So we had to earn stuff from the master.
Y'all not talking to me. Then we were taught to not trust each other. So how can we go forward? We have white slave mentality and we don't trust each other. God is saying to you today as a group of people, I did it for you because I wanted to. You don't have to earn it from me. It's yours. Read the Bible, son, so I can finish. Right here. Read. Keep reading. What did it say?
And not as it was by one that sinned.
And not. Read it again.
And not as it was by one.
And not as it by one that sinned.
So is the gift.
So is the gift.
For the judgment was by one.
For the judgment was by one.
To condemnation.
To condemnation. But the free gift.
But the free gift. Is of many.
It is of many. Now see, I need to break that down because y'all reading that. This is what it's saying. All them 99,000 things we did wrong, huh? The free gift say, I got that. Y'all didn't catch it. All that 99,000, 1 million, bazillion, all that, put whatever number you want to put on it, God said, that don't matter. I took care of it.
Amen.
I purchased you with my own blood. I cleansed you from sin. I did it. You couldn't do it. I did it for you. Why don't you act like it? Why don't you quit acting like you the one that's doing it? I did it.
Amen.
You don't have to do what I've already done.
Amen.
Just receive it. Just act like it's so. I know a lot of people won't let you because we live in a culture. We live in a society. We live in a world that penalizes you. And, you know, all of those young men in prison. All of those young men, we have a prison system that's based upon just enslaving people because of some error they made in life. I'm going to tell you right now, all of those young men do not belong in prison. They could have been rehabilitated. They could be out here being productive, but they'd rather jam them up in jail behind money.
Amen.
And many of them are your children.
Amen.
White individuals say they think you're prejudiced when you say it. It's just the truth. They do worse of crimes and get less of time.
Amen.
We better have God
Amen.
On our side.
Amen.
Are y'all with me or you're going home? I say, you with me or you're going home? I'm trying to bring in the grace. You can't earn this, Kim Marie. It's free. Freedom. Keep reading, son.
For if by one man.
Now, this is where I want to close that. For if by one man. For if by one man's offense,
death reigned by one.
For if by one man's what?
Offense.
What reign?
Death
reigned. See, death had a reign. Look at me. I'm going to talk to y'all up in here. You ain't heard this preaching nowhere. That's why, you know, they wanted to make me the funeral preacher. There were people, they heard me preach at a funeral. They said, well, man, we need you to come preach. No, I ain't no funeral preacher. Because half the people I'm going to preach to ain't going to accept what I'm saying. When you start telling people God don't kill nobody, well, what Bible you reading? The Lord give it, the Lord take it away. That's what Job said. That wasn't God.
Amen.
In my father's house, there are many mansions. Well, you ready for this? Huh? You don't have no mansions in heaven.
Amen.
Uh-huh. That's going to help some of y'all. That ought to keep you interested. Y'all, all that slobbering and spitting. Y'all better listen to people.
Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to help you right now.
Amen.
Amen. Can I talk to y'all in the spirit? Listen to me. Death, look at your neighbor. Say death
has no more reign.
Its dominion
has been
dethroned.
Believest thou this?
Now read this text. Come on, son, read it. What did it say?
For if by one man's offense,
death reigned by one. That's the first Adam.
Much more.
They which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus the Christ. Y'all not talking to me. This is what, let me sum this up to tell you what God is saying. God is saying if that happened with Adam and Jesus was the last Adam, All that stuff you were condemned for, the last Adam come to redeem you from. I don't want you walking around in condemnation. I want you free. I know you got struggles. I know you got issues. I know you have iniquities. I know you have sin problems. But I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to get you cured. I just want to find more church people that got this mentality. Most church people trying to hang you out to dry. It wouldn't do me no justice. I'm going to close right here. How many of y'all understood what I said? Amen. Come on, give God praise for it then. Amen. Come on, give God praise for it then. Hallelujah. Say, death has no more dominion over me. Now, children, y'all need to hear what Dad about to tell y'all. Not only will you walk in God's goodness and God's grace, but God told me to tell you, in 2014, things will not be routine.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God said in 2014, things will not be routine. They will happen supernaturally. It's going to be like you're living in a dream. There are things that God will perform on your behalf that no doctor going to be able to shut down. Many of you have had doctor reports wrong for the last 18, 19 years. I'm telling you, 2014, the whole routine going to be broken. Come on, somebody. All right. You don't have to say amen. You don't have to shout. Now, I don't have time to read this whole text, okay? But I need to show you this and stop right here. My. And it's so much more, but I believe that if I read this to you, you would understand the fullness of what I'm saying. Now, this is 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I don't have time to read the whole text. But verse 55 say, O death, where is your sting? Y'all heard that? O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Now, y'all got to understand, this is talking about the resurrection of Christ. When Christ came back from the dead, baby, death's neck got cut off. Y'all understand. When Jesus was raised from the dead, I'll put it another way, resurrected from the dead. There's a difference between being raised from the dead and being resurrected from the dead. There were many people in the Bible who were raised from the dead, but they died again. But when you get resurrected from the dead, death has no more dominion over you. Can't touch this. On that resurrection morning, when Jesus got out of the grave, that was it for death. Its dominion was lost. So Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, say, O death, where's your sting? O grave, where's your victory? You thought you had conquered me. You thought I wasn't going to get up. Some of y'all don't even understand. You sit up here like this is ordinary. Do you understand when Jesus got out the grave, there were other men and other women who had died before him. But when he got up and went to his Father and came back, the graves opened. And people who were dead got up and started walking the streets of Jerusalem. And the Bible said, blessed are you which are part of the first resurrection. That was talking about when Christ get up, but there's another resurrection got to come. The resurrection of your body. What made it happen? Grace. So let me make it plain to you. So the Bible says, the sting of death is sin. What is the sting of death?
Sin.
All right. So sin would be the bee, the bumblebee. Right? Right? So if you want to get rid of the sting of the bumblebee, what do you do? kill the bee. Boy, y'all making it hard. A bee trying to sting you. Do you try to get the stinger? Or you try to kill a bee? Why are you trying to kill a bee? So it won't sting you. All right, now watch what the Bible say. Thank you. The sting of death is sin. Y'all got it? So if I get rid of sin, I get rid of death. Jesus took on sin to get rid of death. He was made sin with your sin. He was made sin with my sin. Why? So if he was made sin, then I could be made righteous. So I don't have to work for it. I just believe it. God took my sin. He was made sin for me. So I just act like he did. So when a person trying to condemn me, talking about look at what I did, I say go talk to God about it. He justified me. See, y'all let people condemn y'all. I say, no, God is the justifier. God is the one who cleaned me up. I know you don't like what I did. I don't like it either, but God done took care of it already. I know y'all don't, I cannot preach up in here. David was a liar. David was a murderer. David was an adulterer. And when the prophet went to David, God told David through Nathan, David was mad and angry about this scenario that the little prophet told him. But I don't want to read all that. I want you to hear one thing the prophet told David. The prophet said, yeah, David, you sinned. But God done took care of it already. No. You don't understand. Let me make you understand. Under the Old Testament, when a man sinned, they would take him and stone him to death. They would take him, his wife, his children, the cat, the dog, the rat, the fleas, the ticks, and the spiders, put you in a valley and stone you to death. But God said David was a man after his own heart. See, we get too caught up with the act, and we don't understand people's heart. That's why you look at the outside, God look at the inside. And God said, yeah, I know David sinned. And David said, my only sin was against God. And God said, I got you. I got you. And David is the one who wrote, your mercy is renewed towards me day by day. What am I telling you, children? I'm telling you, quit letting the enemy rob you because you got grace hovering over you. So that means anything you put on that list is yours by grace. God want to do it. Come on, give God a hand. Come on, give God a hand. I said, give God a hand.